Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your hosts, Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea. What's on our menu for today? Today, me and my girl, Selena, will be talking about our experience with Eric Nam in Manila, fan meeting in Market Market. But before we dive into it, and before I introduce my guest, don't forget to follow us on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this. If you're listening on Spotify, please give us a follow so you can be updated when we upload new episodes. Follow us on our socials. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, at SCSPodPH on Twitter, and you can send us an email at spillthesoju@gmail.com. Join our Telegram community. Everything's linked down below. Let's get into the episode. Hi, Selena.
Hi.
You're back.
I'm back.
If you haven't heard our previous episode with Selena, you can go back to our The Boys episode. She's also with us in that one. So that was a fun episode. You go get, you know, I'll link that down below as well so you guys can listen to that after this episode. But aside from being a fan of The Boys, aside from being a Dobby, Selena is also a fan of Mr.
Eric
Nam. Eric Nam. Okay, so I think a way for me to introduce Selena, I think she is the luckiest fan ever out of all our whole friend group. And dami niyang YN moments. Oh no, you also have another episode with us.
Yes,
were you
the
YN episode. Moment? So yes, she has that. And she has more of that since then. But more... next time. Marami yun. But yeah, maybe another episode on that. We're going to be focused on Mr. Eric Nam today. But before that, before the experience mismo, let's, you know, we need to have some credibility, diba? So, let's share with our listeners, when did we first discover or become a fan of Eric Nam? Yes, me first. I think, you know, after school club.
Yes, after school club.
Yes.
Definitely.
Definitely.
How long ago was that?
It was quite some time. We were still in high school. So around 2012?
I think it's like 2012.
Around that time.
Yeah, I
remember. Or even earlier, 2011, 2012. Kind. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So
whenever it opened, man, after school club, when did it start? Yes.
Yes. Whenever after school club started, that's when you became fans of Eric. I think that's why a lot of the international fans ran during that time. Liked Eric because of after school club.
Yeah. Okay, so it's 2013, I think. Oh, 2013.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I remember when they started Outland, they had like big guests and then like EXO. That's when we were both watching. And yeah, we were like, huh? You know? Like, honestly, I didn't know who he was before after school club.
Yeah.
Like, he was this cute guy with the glasses.
Yes, and the bow tie.
And the bow tie. And he was so, he spoke so well and everything.
Yeah.
And then just after that, did we find out that, he's a singer.
Yes, yes.
And
our
first exposure
to him was as a host talaga muna.
Yeah, as a host talaga before a singer. And then I remember when I started listening to his music, I was like, I like his songs. Yeah, it started from there. I feel like his music really evolved. And I guess his music now describes him more, I guess. Eric Nam.
Eric Nam, what a guy. We love him.
I love him.
More on that later. We'll talk about Eric Nam. I have a segment here, Selena, to talk about Eric Nam feels. So tune in later. Just keep on listening. We'll get there eventually. So first, now we're going to the fan meeting na. So I Spill the Soju was invited to do media coverage for this event. So thank you, Market Market. Hey.
Thank you, Market Market.
So of course, we accepted it. But on the same date, KD kasi had another engagement, you know, on the same day. So I was like, I knew it agad-agad. Sabi ko, Selena. I know exactly who to invite. And work with me on that day. My extra hand on that day. And that was Selena. So, sakto, I reached out to you.
Yes.
And then, I asked her, are you available, Keme-Keme? And then she's like, girl, I'm actually... Pupunta naman talaga siya.
Pupunta talaga ako. I'm really going. Oh my gosh.
Yes. So, sakto. And then, we set the date. And then, there we go. Tapos, we met up na. Like a few minutes, buzzer beater kasi tayo.
Yeah, super buzzer beater talaga. But fortunately, we got good seats and everything. But then,
it was great. Kasi perks rin of being media is like, nasa harap ka, so you get to experience it. So, we got good shots, good videos for everyone. Check our Twitter, check our socials. We'll be posting the videos if it's not already posted by this time. So, thank you, Selena, for helping me get those content.
Of course, but I'm sorry if you can hear me singing along in the background. Oh my gosh.
May maririnig ka, mahal kita, Eric. That's her.
Okay.
That's her. Automatic. So, it started with Denise Laurel in her beautiful purple lavender suit.
She looks so pretty.
She's so pretty.
Ang lapit-lapit
natin.
My first time. I know, it's my second time seeing her. The first time I saw her was Cavers, but I was like super far. So first time to see her up close. She's so pretty.
And she's so pretty. Parang,
yeah.
Like I was looking at her talaga na, wala ba tong, wala, girl! Ang ganda niya!
Ang ganda niya.
And she was so energetic. And yeah, tapos no, nagka-game first with the fans.
Yes.
Like the House of Cards.
The House of Cards. Inspired by House on a Hill.
And the team that Selena was rooting for. Hindi na.
Team 3! Because they were closest to us. So we were able to see their progress more. I was really rooting for them. But then I think last minute, their tower fell ata.
Yeah, parang nag-collapse or something. Tapos hindi na nila nahabol.
And you can see na their hands were shaking talaga. So I was like, yes. Shucks, kaya na yan.
Pero, wala. But, yeah, actually, nung time na yun, diba before nila mag-start, tinanong, oh, when did you become a fan? Tapos, every time someone said, after school club, you're both, yes!
Yes.
Yes.
Us too. It's been, because if you think about it, that's 10 years ago, ha?
Oh my God. Girl. Walang ganun.
Girl.
10 years.
Parang hindi. Parang weird if you think about it.
No, but then if you go track back naman our age during that time, reason na, nakakaiyak.
Kinda. Oh my God.
Like we had, ay, okay, sige. Naglalantaran ng edad. Ay, lala. But, yes, so that after that, lumabas, you know, they brought Eric out
for the
Q&A.
Oh my gosh, talaga.
Tapos,
I was so starstruck talaga. Like, I've seen Eric right before the pandemic. He had a concert here sa NFT. And I watched on my own. I watched alone. And then, wala, I had fun. And then, malayo ko na siya nakita. Like I only based him like sa phone camera ko kung ano lang makuha niya. Ito itsura ni Eric. Oh my gosh. And then the fan meet, we were so close and he was so cute and poggy and just everything.
He was so, like, oh my gosh. Like, throughout the whole Q&A segment, ganon. Ang naiisip ko lang, shucks, ang sarap niyang kausap. And yeah. I think it's, I mean, to his benefit, kasi English speaker siya. So, yeah, there's yeah, like, that's one barrier removed from, you know, from all of us. Kaya mas, ang ganda ng flow ng conversation, yung mga sagot
yeah
niya. Nakakaloka. As in,
na-in-love ka na rin ba?
Mas na-in-love ako. I was like, we both know, duh, he's like a host. And, yeah, you know, he's a good speaker and everything. Yes. But like, ngayon na siya yung tinatanong, siya naman yung nagbibigay ng sagot, parang ako, ay!
Oh my gosh.
Ano ba?
Mahal kita. Ay!
Oo na. I do na talaga. Like, kasi ano, Eric, to me before, like prior this fan meet, he was such a bro. Like, big bro siya sa akin.
Okay.
Ganon. Pero, nung nakita, sabi ko, hala! Hoy! Wait lang! Hindi ako ready. No, and galing yung makipag, you know, kulitan sa fans.
Yeah, yung, sa host sa fans. Yung, he's great. He's really great.
He's like yung, is it Palawan or Palawan?
Oh, wow. He's so cool.
Palawan. Is it Boracay or Boracay?
Yeah, he adapted to our like ano, accent ba.
Yes.
He adapted very well. Like, yes, parang Pinoy na Pinoy na.
Ano ba?
Ang galing.
Sobra. Tapos, parang yung mga phrases, yung pinapasabi, yung mahal kita, gano'n, bakit malungkot ang beshi ko?
And hindi ko talaga in-expect na, when Denise, diba, Denise asked na, oh, can you do it like Aegyo style? I thought he like just a bit Aegyo, but he went all out. I was like, oh my gosh, what's happening? Tapos, and he did it more than once. I'm like, yeah, ang cute mo talaga. And so how old are you? But it's fine.
Diba? Parang sabi ko, hala, parang, ano ba? I think we have a recording of that, yes, which I will be posting. If it's not already posted, go to our socials. It's posted there. And follow us as well so that you can see just how he delivered the bakit malungkot ang beshi.
Like, I expected, so well,
I expected a level of Aegyo, but he exceeded it. Like, it's the expectation ko na Aegyo.
Sobra!
Parang, ano ba?
Parang umabot ng fifth floor ng market.
Exactly. Doon umabot, sis. Ang iniisip ko hanggang second floor lang. Pero si, oh my gosh.
Fifth floor. So may cinemas.
Exactly.
Thank you, market.
Thank you. But yeah, yun yung highlight talaga yung ganun nga, yung that Pinoy talk segment and all of that. But yeah, and then we go straight into him performing.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Talaga.
Okay, you saw him live, right? You saw
him
live. So, yes. This is my first time watching him.
Right.
Like, insane. He's, parang, the realization, alam mo kasi na parang, very obvious na kasi sa akin, oh, he's a singer, he can sing,
right,
he has a nice voice, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But then you see it, you hear it live.
Live.
Just parang ako, totoo ba tong boses na to? Kasi parang straight from the, like,
yeah,
hindi, ang linis, ang pogi, ang smooth ng voice niya na parang ano ba?
Isa, oh my gosh. Diba? He's so good talaga. Like, I remember, kasi before, back in the concert, he had like backup dancers and everything. Pero this time, kasi it's just him.
Just
his backup, what's the term?
Yung backing backup track.
Backing track niya.
Uh-oh.
Pero wala, he carried it so well.
He
and
did.
Like, oh my gosh. It's just insane.
It's insane. Like, he started with House on a Hill,
yes,
which is a great song. Which is a beautiful song. Please listen to House on a Hill by Eric Nam. It's such a nice, relatable song. And everyone should listen to it. He's releasing an album soon too. So,
yes.
So please, watch out. But nun pa lang, parang ako, oh my gosh, like, ang ganda, pakinggan live talaga yung boses ni Eric. It's so soothing.
Yeah.
Like, it I mean, it's good. It's nice to listen to, like, studio version. But as same is true for all artists. But you have, like, iba talaga kapag live.
And, like, since he's more known to, like, be a host on podcast or, like, interviewing celebrities who go to Korea, you realize na, he's a singer. He's a singer.
Yes! Yun talaga yung realization ko. Like, it's so, parang, it's a thought na I just push back to my head. Like, oh, yeah, he's a singer. But then that's like, oh my God, he's a singer.
He's a singer.
Oh my God, Eric. Oh my God, I'm blushing. You know? And then he performed a lot more songs after that.
And I'm surprised that he performed a lot of songs. And he also, like, asked for requests from fans. And you know, naman, right? Nag-request pa ako.
Ay, nako.
I was like, Heaven Star!
Which
is his debut song. And I didn't expect that he'd look at me and actually try to understand what I was saying.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to record, but it's fine. It's in my memory. It's in my heart forever. He was like, parang ang tagal na nun.
Yeah, like, oh, you guys just want it. All the old stuff.
I get it, Eric. But it's fine. If you want the newer stuff, it's fine. I still love you.
Yeah. Hindi. Kasi parang I feel like he had a set of 3 songs yata. Or, you know, na sure like, talaga nakakantahin niya. But then, it felt so organic to me. Like, the whole gathering, it didn't feel staged. It felt intimate. You know, like, organic. Like, talagang back and forth lang ni Eric with the fans.
Yeah.
And it was so nice. Na parang, yun nga, nag-request lang siya na, you know, so much respect for him, by the way, to just take requests. Like, talagang on
and
the
then
stage
he was like,
talaga.
Oh, director, can you please play this song? And I didn't expect na it would be that, what's the term ba? Parang spontaneous.
Spontaneous. Oo.
Yeah. Which is so cool. Kasi, yun nga, he handled it so well. And I remember he said na one of the songs, he was like, oh, I've never sung it with a backing track lang.
Mm-mm,
so,
puro band
like,
lang.
Puro band, puro live band. So he's like, okay, let's see how it goes. And he did so well. And, He did. Gosh, Eric Nam talaga.
Eric Nam. Grabe. Hindi. Kasi,
grabe.
Parang, yun nga. Kasi, it didn't feel, ano ba? How do I explain it? It just felt really intimate. I think that's a good word, I think.
Yeah.
Parang talagang ang saya-saya, ang saya ng fans, saya ni Eric. And it's nice kasi that the venue, it wasn't big, quote-unquote, compared to like, other venues. It's still, you know,
pretty
close, I guess. Tapos, kahit nasa Levis ka, nakikita mo pa rin yung mga tao dun eh.
Yeah.
So, lalo na, kami rin, ang lapit-lapit namin. Kaya itong si Selena, sigaw, sigaw na sigaw. Kahit, grabe. But, you know, it just, ang saya lang. Tapos parang Eric talaga, iniisa-isa niya talaga, pinapakinggan niya talaga yung mga requests ng fans.
Mm-hmm. And like, the way he looks at fans and he performs, and like, you know naman, you know that yourself. So we were filming Chelsea, she gave like a finger heart. And then Eric was looking at her, and then he gave her a finger heart back. And it's cute na how he interacted with fans and made sure to make eye contact. And, like, ako hindi ako makapaniwala na ang lapit-lapit natin. And I even made, like, a sign on Canva na parang, Saranghae and Eric Jang. So, like, I don't know if, like, I'm pretty sure he saw it. Pero tinigin niya lang ako, I'm like, shocks. I know I'm Filipino, but I have a Korean sign for you. And, like, mahal talaga kita. So, sana ma-appreciate mo na lang. So, nakaganon lang ako.
Guys, mahal talaga. Guys, kundi man halata, sobrang mahal ni Celine si Eric. As in,
guys,
guys, as in, parang siyang sirang plaka nung araw na yun. Every time Eric was on stage, nakaganon lang siya eh. Hawak-hawak niya yung phone niya. Nasaan ba yung phone ko? Nakaganyan siya. Recording or nakaganyan. Mahal ko ta. Mahal ko siya.
I'll bring up my son.
Eric, I love you.
Eric, I love you.
Oh, Eric, mahal kita. Oh, Eric, mahal kita. Tapos kung nagbe-break, magpapahinga. Mahal ko siya. Sobrang.
Mahal ko talaga.
Grabe. As in, yan, nakaganyan siya. Nakasaranghe.
Nakaganyan.
Tapos Eric Chang, nakaganyan siya. Sobrang.
Girl lang ako.
Nakaganyan lang siya the whole time. Tapos, so, kasi alapit. So, she really took the opportunity to, na parang, I love you!
Yeah. And like, honestly, me, when I, like, if I compare to, like, the boys, yung recent concert nila, I was also near. Mm-mm. But I wasn't screaming. Mm-mm. I was super shy. Yeah. I was like, super shy. But like, with Eric, I don't know why. I was super like, oh my gosh.
Grabe.
Si Eric.
Grabe. Grabe talaga. As in, ako kasi, I went there. I knew just like a few songs. But even then, parang I know kasi that I enjoy even if I'm not like familiar with the songs. And that's what happened kay Eric. I didn't know the full set list. But then, I had such a great time. Like, I was like, what the heck is this song? I need to add it to my playlist. Ganong feeling. And then on the drive home, I was just playing Eric's playlist on the way back. Because that, guys, if you know, I'm sure everyone knows Eric as a great host, podcaster, everything. Eric as an artist? Oh.
Girl. And like, what makes his newer songs more special because I know na he contributed to like the composing and everything. I think. Because I remember he mentioned before, honestly, I just remember like right after the fan meet na, I think he mentioned na he feels like his first few albums, like you have been started those songs, it doesn't feel like himself. That's why he prefers his more recent songs, I guess, from 2019, 2020, those starting from those years. He likes those songs more, he enjoys performing them more and everything. Kaya I guess it's also like a delight seeing him perform those. So you know na he really likes what he's releasing.
Yeah. I think gets ko. Kasi parang in his early years, he was really trying to break into like the K-pop market, diba? So yung mga music more appeal to that audience. But then, when his mas stable na, ganun-ganun, he had more room to,
Control,
And now, like, I think you can hear that rin naman. I think obvious rin naman yun sa sound niya. Yeah, if you compare to the old songs to the new. Just more, mas English na rin. Mas marami na siyang releases in English. Kaya,
It's an experience.
And he's a great... kasi I've been to other concerts kasi. Na... Uh-huh. Masaya, like full production, ang daming nangyayari, all of that. But I had so much fun at Eric's concert. At Eric's fan meet. Like, it was so much fun. Considering how understated everything was. Like how, it was just him on stage.
Yeah, just him in a mall.
No backup dancers, no live band, no anything. It's just
walang special lights, sa sobrang init and everything. Pero, wala. It's free. If you think about it, it's free for everyone.
It's free.
Yeah, honestly, I hope na mga dumadaan lang. They're like, what's na to? And then, I hope they became a fan after that. Kasi talagang free na nga. And then Eric gave his all into that. And it's just
He did. And I don't know. Parang yun. Like, I really, sobrang nag-enjoy ako kay Eric. And, mahal mo siya. Mahal mo.
Mahal ko siya.
Mahal mo siya.
Eric, I love you.
ganun kami every time he ends the song. Titingnan kasi. Mahal mo. Mahal mo. Mahal ko.
Oh my gosh, talaga.
Sobra. Sobrang, wala, ang galing ni Eric. And I think that's just a testament to how he is, how good he is actually as a performer. Which everyone, you know, needs to know more.
It's
He's
true.
A good performer. Oh my God, Eric.
Yes.
Kakaloka ka. Okay. So, ano pa ba? Ano ba yung mga perform niya? House on a Hill?
House on a Hill. He performed I Don't Know You Anymore.
That was fun. That was a fun song.
Wait lang. Love Dayong.
Yes.
And then he added yung two songs. Actually, he was making us choose.
Yes.
If We Want Good For You or Honestly. I'm an honestly girly.
Yes.
So I kept shouting, honestly, but then he asked the fans to cheer for each song.
Yeah.
And more people cheer for Good For You. I guess since it's an older song.
Mm.
And like, he performed Good For You. And then after he performed Honestly. So parang he was he was joking pa na parang, no, I can only sing one song. But then he sang both songs. Gosh, he's so... How can you not love him, diba?
Tapos parang after he sang the three songs. Okay, guys. So I think we'll need to wrap it up soon because you guys have places to be, you know, places to go. And then everyone's like, no! Walang uuwi!
Yeah, no.
It's like, what?
And then he was, no one's going home. No one's coming home. I was like, no.
Yeah, it was fun. Sobrang, ang bitin nga eh. Yun yung,
bitin.
Sobrang bitin niya na fan meet. But hopefully, sa susunod, ano, ganun ulit.
Sama ka na sa akin.
Sama na ako sa'yo! Sana naman, Eric Tom, hey, we're open to getting, you know, media passes again. We'll document, we'll promote the concert for you guys.
Eric, I won't sing. I won't sing na. I'll stop myself from singing while taking videos. So we can take proper videos.
Yes. Tapos, yun. And then, after that, they asked the fans, yung nananalo ng meet and greet passes, to go on stage and have a picture with Eric. Ganon. So, syempre kami ni Selena upo lang kasi, sige.
Yeah.
Go. Y'all, get your photos, get everything, go ahead.
The
and then, na-shock kami. Parang, media. Huh? Nagpa-panic. We were panicking. Like, what? Tayo, bilis. We're like, wait,
didn't what? I didn't have any lipstick on anymore and everything.
Nilabas na. Nag-retouch kami. Tapos, binaba yung bag and everything.
And then, I had my lipstick with me.
It happened
we were
so
taking
fast.
A photo.
And then, we were lined up. And then, Eric. Ang pogi.
I'm talking, you know, like, you know, 10 years, parang wala eh.
Wala. He looks so good. He looks so friendly. He's saying, hi.
Hi, we were like,
hi, Eric. And we were both on our bad side. So.
Yeah, we were both on our bad side. So I honestly don't know how the photo looks like.
So bahala na. Basta.
Bahala na.
Mahal namin si Eric.
Tama.
That's
thank you, Market.
That's the importantest.
Yes.
So, yeah. Actually, this segment is to Selena to talk about Eric Nam Feels, which she has been doing this whole
time. Yeah, you know, like, every now and then, sorry na lang to all of the, you know, I just kept saying I love you talaga. But, like, feels about the family.
Feels about like, family, it feels about Eric. You
oh
know?
My gosh. Like, yeah, kasi I've really loved his music and, like, him ever since after school club. And, like, seeing him grow the past decade. And, like, you know, I remember his concert on my own. And I remember pa, I tweeted to him after the concert. And then he quote tweeted me. I think I took a video of him dancing and then I was like, how do I explain this to my mom? And then he tweeted it and he was like, mom, I just had like dance lessons and everything. But it blew up, which I didn't expect. And then after that, like, I had a lot of fun at the concert, even though I was alone. And then seeing him again, how many years? 3 years later at a free event, which honestly, I did not expect na he'd like, you know, do a free event for the fans, which is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, like, parang nothing changed. Like, he's still like a really great, amazing, not a performer. Like, not other than that, like, he's amazing. Like, he's my gosh, talaga. I can't even put it into words properly. But, like, yeah, I just like how down to earth he is.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And, like, parang, you know, there's no barrier, you know, with especially with the language. Mm-mm. Since I guess he's more comfortable also, like, speaking in English. It's easier for him to really what he wants to say, what he thinks, mm-mm, and all that. And it's just nice. Now, this is like 10 plus years of experience, and we got to see that.
It shows.
It really shows. He's really... Grabe, like, I forgot the term for it, but he's just such a great performer and just... Yeah. Person in general.
Mm-mm.
Very genuine, very sincere, even after all these years.
Exactly. And like...
I love Eric.
And like Eric kasi, he's more singer talaga than, than dancing and all of that.
Yeah.
But that, alam mo yun, parang I didn't need him to dance during that show. Because him, just as a performer, is already so entertaining. Like, I don't think we give enough credit to him for doing that, just that. Kasi parang while all other stars, they would need, you know, LED background, rent out Araneta, which is great, which is fun, have backup dancers, lights, confetti, live band, everything. He's able to do just that with just himself in his off-white jacket. That's really nice.
It's still not over the jacket.
Because it's so good. Okay, ang ganda ng jacket ni Eric.
Ganda ng jacket niya.
And then, just on, like, dun na, in market.
Yeah.
In a mall. And it's like, what kind of talent is that?
Gracing the small.
Yes. Na parang hindi, like, it's such a flex for him. Like, I don't need all of that to give you guys a show. So it's,
Ang galing ni Eric.
Yeah. And while you're basking in yung pagmamahal mo kay Eric, I'll also talk about, like, I think if you guys don't follow us on Instagram, I reshared it on the Spill the Soju Instagram saying how much this podcast owes to Eric, to Dive Studios, to his whole team, because literally, this is where all of us, like us here at Spill the Soju, that's where we got like the inspiration to start a podcast. Because that's like one of our first exposures to podcasts, since that was the most accessible to us, diba, as fans of Eric. So I kept listening to Debak Show, Tablo Podcast. Which is one of the best. I love Tablo Podcast. You know, and their other podcasts as well. Super nice. And then we were like, hey, why not us? And here we are. And just seeing Eric then, I wanted to tell him so bad to his face. I really wanted to. We both had the opportunity to tell him. But we were just so starstruck that we can't.
Legit. But you know, he really took his time, no? He was talking,
yes, but
right?
Hi.
Hi. I'm so happy you met him too. I wish we were able to. You know, it's fine. We have next time.
Yeah, we have next time. And hopefully next time, we'll be able to, you know, tell that to his face. Just how much... how much we love him, how much he inspired so many of us. And yeah, shout out Eric, shout out Dive Studios. The next time you go here, hit us up.
Love you, Eric.
Get Eric Nam on Spill the Soju. Please. It will happen. Okay. Yeah, actually, that's it.
So we love Eric. Basta, the conclusion.
Yes. Basta stream House on a Hill.
Yeah. Watch his... And he's releasing an album.
He's gonna be releasing
check
an album.
His socials.
Please, if you know Eric as a host and love him as a podcaster, Please do check out his music. He is, oh my God. Ang galing niya. Ang galing niya. Ang galing niya. Mahal namin si Eric. Mahal namin si Eric Nam. Oh my goodness. Oh my gulay. And yeah, that's actually, if you're, okay, if you guys are listening in from the fan meet, we have a question thingy in Spotify down below wherein we're gonna ask you guys what your favorite part of the fan meet was. Please go ahead and answer that so we can publish, so that we can reminisce together.
Together. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, before we end, don't forget to follow this podcast. If you like this episode, let us know if you want to bring Selena back.
Balik niya ko, guys.
Balik natin si Selena. Again, for the fourth time. Why not? And don't forget to follow us on our socials. Everything linked down below. Telegram group, email, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Follow Selena, too, on her socials. Do you want to plug your socials right now, Vibe?
Just my Instagram. It's Selena Cruz with two C's at the beginning.
Link down below as well. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Eric Nam, for coming here.
Thank you, Eric Nam. We love you.
Thank you, Market Market.
We love you also.
Thank you, Market Market. Thank you, Selena, for coming here again. It's always nice to have you here. I love you so much. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.